This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with y'all for rolling on this Thursday morning, day before the 4th of July. Hope you're gearing up for a nice, tremendous summer weekend in the year 2025. We got a first place Phil's team. Little Splitsville with San Diego yesterday. Take 2 of 3 of the series overall, so we'll talk about that. Eagles to training camp now in less than 3 weeks. We look forward to that. 76ers.
What?
Yeah. 19 days, John. 19.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's...
That just gave me some, like, goosebumps.
Yeah,
that's
no,
it's... so exciting.
It's pretty cool. So they're back soon. Sixers extremely quiet. With NBA free agency. They kept Eric Gordon yesterday, but come on. We'll do more of me versus Jack. The baseball competition looms next. That's next week. And a lot today on Bryce Harper. So if you don't know, it was just a couple days ago, Bryce Harper, the midway point of his contract. So we called today Harper at the Half. A deep dive on obviously one of the great players in the history of Philadelphia sports. A lot of positives, some negatives, but way more positives than negatives. We'll talk today about Bryce's impact already and how you project it moving forward. The whole Bryce Harper thing out there today. Harper at the Half, 215-592-9494. Plus your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. You can only win them if you call. Rich!
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
July used to be called Quintilis.
When? And I don't mean in Quintilis. I mean in what year?
Prior to 44 BC.
Oh, before Caesar did his thing. So is that a Latin term?
Quintilis means something to do with fifth, because it used to be the fifth month.
Yeah, interesting.
Then they added January and February.
Yeah.
Quintilis became the seventh month of the 12-month calendar that's now no longer the Roman calendar. Mm-hmm. It's the Gregorian calendar.
Look at you. Look at you with these facts.
I
and
know, right?
Caesar, upon his murder in 44 BC, that's the reason they renamed it. They renamed it July.
That's pretty good.
Imagine Julius if someone Caesar. Was just like, hey, guess what? 2 more months, guys. We're changing it all.
Yeah, and he also had that 444-day year because they had to adjust the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
The longest year ever. And it really was.
It was
super long.
They were all out of whack. All right, so Phil's from yesterday, you can weigh in. Look, obviously concern has to start setting in on Abel and whether you trust him. And I'm not saying like red flag alarm to the highest degree, but this is a season where you're trying to win a World Series. You're going to be obviously competing in the postseason. I mean, at least we think they will. And we know Mick Abel's not going to get a start in the postseason, but you know now it's like, okay, do you want him in the bullpen or not? So we'll see. He's not obviously the prospect Andrew Painter is, and we're starting to see some of the what's it called, the bloom off the rose? Is that the phrase?
I think so.
On Mick Abel. So, but Sanchez, great, and
he
you know
was really low key. despite all of it yesterday.
Are we talking about Abel or Sanchez?
Mick Abel.
Well, like, yeah, but yeah, I mean, but he got bombed. He got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, he was bad. He couldn't get out of the second inning. That was horrendous.
On a day when you obviously don't want to go to the bullpen too much because now you got extra players up because, you know, the new rules and all. But
he
anyway.
He couldn't throw strikes. Yeah, you walk five guys. Right, you walk guys home.
Right.
You can't win when Mick Abel plays like that, when he throws like
that. But what's good is, you know, Sanchez is going to get a start in the postseason, and he was tremendous again. I feel like in many ways he's almost been the guy we've talked the least about that's been the best. When I say the best, I mean the best of the guys we've talked the least about. So anyway, a lot from yesterday to react to. Phil's two games up, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Harper at the half. So I'm just going to roll out a series of topics related to Bryce Harper, and I want your assessment as you assess Bryce Harper at the half of his contract. Reminder, it was a 13-year, $330 million deal, which did not have an opt-out. And it's very notable, if he had had an opt-out after, let's say, 5 years, holy mackerel, he would have been extended, and he would have likely been extended here, and he would have been extended into his 40s, and that would have hurt the Phillies. What we know is this. He came here saying all the right things. Now, there was a pandering aspect, some people think. I was one of them that thought that. But he said a lot right. He shows a lot of respect to the Phillies history, the baseball history. And obviously, a lot has occurred. So let me just roll out a few things and then everyone's assessment, 215-592-9494. I'm curious, when you think of Bryce Harper at the half, when I say these things, what goes through your mind? The turnaround from a 500 club, which they were for a few years there, reaching the playoffs, three Red Octobers. Prior to that, an MVP. Typically saying the right things, sometimes in people's mind, the pandering thing. Playoff disappointments. He has generally been outstanding. Not every series, but for the bulk of the postseasons, he's been outstanding. But obviously, three times they've hit a brick wall in October. There's great disappointment there. I ask you this question, and I'm going to get it right out of the gate, because I think in some ways it's maybe the most intriguing question today. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies have not won a World Series during his tenure here? Yes or no? I want you to chew on that and get ready to call. Do you hold it against him? Now, what's also occurred, injuries obviously have set in. Some physical decline probably has set in. There's some concern moving forward. Your option, obviously, to determine to what degree. He has expressed a desire for an extension, which he's clearly not going to get now. We ask you his rank in Phillies history and Philadelphia sports history. Look, there's a lot there. John, let's just start with the big one. Do you hold it against Bryce that he haven't won the World Series? And your thoughts off the cuff on Bryce Harper?
Absolutely not. I do not hold it against Bryce that we haven't won. Before Bryce, we used to be an every other team. I mean,
win one, lose one. Yeah, that's what 81 and 81
that's
is.
That's exactly what we did. That Joe, we as a show, like me as a person, as a fan, I didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even pay attention closely, I knew it would be every other. Yeah. I knew it would be, oh, we won, oh, we lost. Oh, we won, oh, we lost.
I agree with you.
And everyone was just like, hey, you know what? It's not even worth engaging because it's going to be in every other.
And then,
season.
By the way, those were in the better years because that's 2018
yes,
and 17.
Yes, this is after we emerged from abysmal, like even worse than every other.
Yeah, like losing close to 100 games for a couple years. So I agree with you. So, John, you're much, much, much more pro-Bryce than those that dog him for the team not having won it. I agree with you.
Look, Bryce has elevated this team, especially in the big moments. I expect him to lead this group to another World Series, and I do not want to put the cart before the horse, but I know that that's the way this team is paid. I know that that is the window that we're talking about, and it is a highly explosive team. When things are working right, man, our offense can be great. And we know that's all we need because the pitching is unbelievable. Yeah. The pitching is finally where we need it to be.
Yep.
This offense, we still have time to help. Yeah, of course, we could use some help reliever-wise because our best reliever decided to, you know, let us down.
Which, by the way, might have been why he was their best reliever.
Maybe. look, the team is legit. Bryce has been a catalyst for on-field success. He won the MVP.
Yeah.
He helped lead us to a World Series berth. And in those postseason experiences, proved how clutch he can be for us. You know, that was a huge deal. He's become a clubhouse leader, a fan favorite. You know, he helps boost that morale. I do think this year it became a problem when he sort of led the guys by saying, hey, we got to put the daycare behind us. I think that was ill-advised. I think he was trying to lead, and it sort of left the team in the lurch because they didn't know exactly how to be. And, you know, they've gotten past that now, but, you know, again, he is the guy who sets the tempo. He and Kyle Schwarber are the guys who sort of everyone looks to for reference and leadership, I'm sure. I do think his wrist needs some love and attention, and he's going to have to start treating his treatment of injuries differently. You know, that you can't be the tough guy who ignores everything and fights through and, you know, until it goes away much longer because it's catching up to him.
Well, it is, and I think he's aware of that. Look, there's a lot on the Bryce thing to weigh in on, including Bryce the GM, which maybe is one of the bigger annoyances people have with him, that sometimes the selection of teammates that it feels like he has fostered while better than they had haven't been good enough, and maybe people hold that against him. Like, the whole thing on the table. Harper at the half, 215-592-9494. Seltzer on any of this. What say you?
So I think the contract has been a success for the first half.
I agree with that.
I think that's the headline. The number one thing is that, you know, for the money, what they've gotten both on and off the field, I think it's an absolute success.
Can I say one thing before we keep going? I actually think the headline, is the return of Red October.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to just, like,
sure.
it's a slightly different, like.
He brought the franchise back from the depths of despair.
I actually think that's the headline.
Sure,
but anyway,
sure. My point is, yes, that because I think the headline is the contract success because of that. You know what I mean?
Like, as we sit here on about to be July 4th, I look forward in 3 months to knowing, strongly believing my team's going to be in October.
I agree. Now,
and that's fun.
I'm not there yet to answer yes on the Twitter poll to do I hold it against Bryce, but I think Bryce would agree that if he doesn't win a World Series here, he would consider it in a lot of ways a failure. And I don't think the contract itself is a failure. I don't think he's a failure as a player. I don't think what he's done here is a failure. But I do think that if this Bryce Harper thing doesn't have a ring attached to it, it will ultimately be looked at as something of a disappointment.
Well, disappointment.
Even if the contract itself isn't, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do. So I'll say this. Disappointment, clearly. But then there's the degree to which you hold it against them. That's why the framing of our Twitter poll is, do you hold it against? Like, let me give you a for instance.
It will be held against him at the end of the day when he's talked about legacy-wise.
I understand.
Like, it is with Barry Bonds, even though it shouldn't be, but it is, you know?
Let's talk about Philly sports for a second. Do I hold it against Brian Dawkins' Eagles to not win a Super Bowl? I do not. I think most people do not. Now, we hold it against Donovan. Ball's in his hands. He's the quarterback. He got greater influence in a game. So Donovan gets that tag on a negative way a lot more than Doc. Fair or unfair, it's just a fact. Do I hold it against Charles Barkley? The Sixers didn't win a title, and Allen Iverson title without them. No, at all. Because I thought they didn't have nearly enough teammates. Lindros, you know, like, they had more. Those teams had more. There are some interesting players in the history of Philadelphia sports where you say, do you hold it? And Bryce is now the main guy now. And Joel will be the other one. Joel and Bryce are the two guys in Philly sports who have been knock, knock, knocking at the door. Although Joel got not even nearly as close as Bryce. Not even close. Not even close to as close. Joel didn't get out of the second round. I get frustrated, John. You know I make this point a lot. When people view the Bryce thing as a pass-fail based on World Series win or not, I mean, there have been a lot of great moments in October, man. I treasure them. Now, I'm with you on lamenting the negatives in October, but I got to tell you guys, a lot more has been about, like, Trey Turner missing the ball.
He has given us so much to celebrate.
Like, last year, Jeff Hoffman and Strom and Kirkgren fell freaking apart. I mean, they fell apart in that postseason. I know Bryce had the bad at bat in Game 6 of the sixth inning of Game 3. I know it. I saw it. It was brutal. It was three strikes. It was over fast. But, I mean, man, I trust him. Now, I might not trust him as much moving forward. It looks like physical decline is a big problem. Look, I am very pro Bryce Harper. I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. I mean, there's the contract thing. There's the comments. I do think he represents us in a way we can be proud. I do think at times he pandered, and that did irritate me, and I said it. But I think he's a good guy. I know he's a spectacular player. I'm proud to have him as a Philly athlete, but you tell us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.